welcome to the Midlife-ish podcast, where you learn how to wake up and slay through menopause with mindful living. I'm your host, Dr. Joyelle, your board-certified OBGYN and perimenopause health coach. There's a lot of ish that happens during these midlife years, and you're probably bombarded by the pressure of beating the clock before you hit menopause. Are you a professional woman between the ages of 40 and 50 and afraid of how you'll look, feel, and even think when you approach menopause? Are you over 40 experiencing hot flashes, mood swings, lack of energy, and just feel lost on what to do to manage your symptoms? Are you over 40 and you cringe with each birthday because it means you're 1 year closer to menopause and you might just run out of time to fulfill your biggest dreams? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you are where you are supposed to be. This podcast will not only prepare you for what to expect during the midlife years, but equip you with simple, integrative strategies to manage your menopausal symptoms. Ladies, you will learn that you are not heading towards a midlife crisis, but a midlife revolution as you embrace the evolution of yourself. So let's get started so you can slay your day. Hey y'all, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to the next episode. And today I wanted to talk about midlife pressures. But before I start, I want to thank you all who has written a review so far. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to start shouting y'all out if y'all don't mind. One review said, titled, "Exactly What I Needed." I am so grateful that Dr. Joyelle started this podcast. It is exactly what I needed this time. I was feeling discouraged and overwhelmed at the thought of entering the change. But Dr. Joyelle's easygoing approach lets me know that my life won't fall apart just because I'm aging. In fact, I now feel that I'm entering the best phase of my life and I am ready to slay using her principles and methods. This podcast is everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to Kimmy Ray for writing that. I really appreciate it. And that really warms my heart because this is why I'm here. This is why I hop on and just pour into all of you. So I appreciate the review. And I welcome more reviews because when you leave a review, more people will see the podcast. More women will see the podcast. And, you know, I want to normalize this conversation and increase the conversations around perimenopause and menopause. So please, please, please leave a review. So let's get started. Midlife pressures. Okay, we have so many pressures in these midlife years. In addition to, you know, going through my symptoms of the night sweats and the mood changes, the mood irritability. And I'm also, you know, working crazy at work. I'm trying to keep up with the activities my children are involved in, trying to keep with the schedule, help them with their homework, and, you know, trying to be the CEO at home, maintaining house and home. And I have to admit, I'm a little type A, so I like to be in control of everything. So, you know, there's things at home that, you know, I'm sure my husband could do, would do. But, you know, I feel like I can do it faster and I can do it better. So I'll just do it. It's hard. It was hard for me to let go of the control, especially at home. And just, you know, again, asking for help was very difficult. But, you know, with these stresses of, you know, trying to do what I do at home, do what I do at work, keep up with the children. And then I know there's some of us out there who are also, you know, taking care of our children, driving around to all these different activities, and also may have elderly parents that they're also taking care of. So I could even imagine putting that on top of, you know, what I was doing. But as I was going, you know, started with my symptoms, I was wondering, you know, if my symptoms were due to these extra stressors. Like, you know, I am working. I was on call, you know, being on call at that time, or taking call at that time. So that was added a lot of stress. Being on for 24 hours, then coming home to try to, you know, again, organize and reset for home. And I'm like, okay, maybe my symptoms, a lot of my symptoms could be exacerbated by all the stressors that, that I'm dealing with. And, you know, you don't think of it as stress. Not really. I mean, you know, I'm just like, this is life. This is how it is. This is, I'll just keep going. I'll just keep going. That's what we do. And just, you know, the added stress of being a Black woman and trying to, you know, be more than, be at the top of my game all the time, not appearing to be weak. That's added. That's more stress, more stress. And then when you have the stress of aging, feel like you're getting old and you're running out of time to accomplish other things. Because I also, throughout all this, I also wanted to build my own business, build my own brand, not only be the CEO at home, but the CEO of my own business. I felt this calling, but I was just overwhelmed by other things, all the other things that I'm doing. I'm like, I don't have time to build a business, and I don't even know where to start. They don't teach me this in medical school. So all of that, all of those stressors, all these are midlife stressors. And then I got to a point where I was just overwhelmed and just exhausted. And I wanted to do better, and I wanted to be better. And I started to think, how can I unload? How can I unload some of these stressors? Because think about it, all of these stress causing, you know, events and responsibilities, this actually increases a stress response in our bodies. And that releases the stress hormone cortisol. And when that happens, that increases the inflammation in our body. So what does that do? That's added stress to what's already going on inside of your body. So if you're already going through the symptoms of, you know, hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, irritability, all of that is internal stress. And if you're adding on the stress of the external, the work, the kids, that's adding more inflammation. So how about we unload some of those stressors, unload some of those pressures? And that's what I realized I had to do. And again, I also wanted to not only unload that to decrease the, you know, inflammation and internal stress, because that ultimately would also help my symptoms. But I wanted to follow my passion and do something more. And not that I wasn't happy seeing my patients in the office and, you know, connecting with women and empowering them to, you know, own their health and do things to optimize their health. But I felt like I wanted to do something more. And I wanted to serve women on a larger scale. So I decided to unload some of these pressures. And then, you know, I talked about the stress of aging. That also came into play, because, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm in my 40s. Like, is it too late to start a business? And I have to learn, you know, different things that I didn't know, get out of my comfort zone. But let me give you some stats. In the US, there are 12.3 million women-owned businesses. US women-owned businesses generate $1.8 trillion a year. So 40% of the US businesses are women-owned. 64% of new women-owned businesses are started by women of color. Over the last year, actually. And Latina women-owned businesses grew more than 87%. So the amount of women entrepreneurs over the past 20 years has grown 114%. And the average age of the highest growth startups was 45. So I'm like, oh, I'm good. I'm just getting started. I got time. So if you are feeling like you're over 40 and you want to, you know, start something new, start a business, and you're kind of hesitant, like, I don't know, like, you know, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I should do this. Do it. You can do it. But at the same time, if you're overwhelmed with these crazy symptoms, hot flashes, night sweats, mood, irritability, like myself, we have to unpack some of that. We have to unpack and unload some of these other stressors in order to manage the symptoms. So you can follow your dreams, accomplish your goals. So I'm excited because that is part of my program, the 5-step Power of the Pause program that I created as I was going through all this ish, trying to unload all these pressures. I created a 5-step formula that includes delving into unloading some of these pressures. My 7-week group online coaching program addresses this. And like I said, once I implemented these strategies, I felt better, more energized, and I was ready to go. I was ready to get started. So I wrote the book. I launched this podcast, and now I have this program that I'm super excited to work with a small group of women and empower them to eliminate or minimize their symptoms so they can be not only the CEO of their life, but the CEO of their own business. So if that sounds like something that you need, schedule a discovery call with me and let's chat to see if this program is a good fit for you. I would love to work with you. But in the meantime, think about a small step you can take to unload some of those midlife pressures you may have. Can you delegate something? Can you let go of some of the control like I had to do? It's not easy. I mean, I was at a point where I had to make sure all of the dishes were, you know, cleaned. The whole kitchen was spotless before I went to bed at night. You know, I had to let go of some of that. I had to let go. And I also want you to remember to give yourself grace. That is so, so, so important. Give yourself grace. It is okay if those dishes are not done at nighttime. Do it in the morning. So what small step can you take to unload something, delegate something, save, you know, those little, that small chore till tomorrow? Can you take 5 minutes of deep breathing while you're at work? Just think about it. What small step can you do? Okay, ladies, that is what I have for today. Until next time, thank you for listening, and you all take care. Thank you. Thank you for listening. If you had any aha moments, please subscribe and share this podcast with all the ladies in your circle. Then head on over to www.drjoyelle.com to get my monthly newsletter and join my Facebook group so we all can slay our day together.